Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Ches, our Gemara at the bottom of Amud Aleph, heading into Amud Beis, brings up the topic of salting food on Shabbos. The malacha at play here is called Me'abed. However, if you jump back to the master list of 39 malachos on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, you'll see there are two related identical activities on the list, Me'abed and Malicha. Now, the definition of this malacha we find in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perkei Aleph, Halacha Vav, that when one softens the hard skin, you're preparing it for use. It has to be in order to prepare for use. This softening process is the malacha. Salting, for that matter, was also part of the process of the tanning of the skin, but it's one and the same as ma'abed. In Achinami, the Gemara there says to take one of these two out and replace it with the malacha of sirtut. Nevertheless, within ma'abed, there would be two Avos, there would be two main categories of malacha being happening, ma'abed and malicha, the tanning and the salting. Other actions that would constitute ibud, salting, we mentioned, walking on top of skins, the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Yad Aleph, also the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yad Tes discusses treating the skins with flour, lime, and gallnut juice. Oils, also mentioned later in our Masechta as a type of material that can create tanning, and finally, tzoas klavim, the excrement of dogs is brought in Maseches Ksupas and Daf Ayin Zayim. Now the Amoraim debate whether this malacha is applicable to food. On Ayin He Amud Beis, we had a machlokas between Rabba Bar of Huna, who said Yesh Ibud Ba'ochlin, there is a malacha involved in preparing the food in a certain way that's salted, while Rava said Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, because Ibud is defined as a malacha that prepares for another malacha. In other words, skin, where you're preparing the skin to use it for cloth. But by food, the whole thing that you're doing is for eating, therefore there's no malacha over there. So Tosos there notes that even according to Rava, there'd still be a rabbinic prohibition, and his source is Ardaf and Amud Beis, that prohibits salting certain foods on Shabbos. So how is salting a similar process to tanning? The property of salt is that it draws out the moisture from food to soften or harden its texture. Now, it's a simulation of tanning. This is why the Rabbanan said it's not allowed. Halach l'maisa, a person should not pickle cucumbers on Shabbos, or preserve meat for that matter. Even salting a single vegetable just so it can sit there and let the salt do its job would be problematic. So here are the four basic guidelines for permissible salting on Shabbos, as brought by Rabbi Ribiat in his Malachos Shabbos, their Nemalachos, on page 909. Number one, the rule of Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, the Rabbanan, only applies to vegetables that are pickled. So you say, if you have sliced tomatoes, would be fine. But cherry tomatoes that are whole, which are often pickled, would be problematic to salt them. So too, peeled cucumbers, as opposed to cucumbers themselves, would be fine because they're not usually pickled. Number two, individual salting. So even the cherry tomato, you have it in your hand right away eating it, or you're dipping in salt, that would also be allowed. The third criteria is cooked foods or vegetables are fine because those are usually foods that are not possible to even pickle them. For example, if you take food that's a mixture like a potatoes or eggs that has sauteed onions inside and you salt it. So over there, it's been cooked, it loses the property of being able to be pickled. And the last one is salt in addition to other ingredients, so oil, vinegar, let's say you have a salad dressing or you're putting into a soup, because when it goes into the soup, first of all, it's cooked, and of course it gets diluted when the salt goes inside.